three, two, one. No collect calls and no third-party billing charges will be accepted here on Sounding Board.
Philadelphia, live this weekend where the action is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the telephone community once again the addition of the very first California-type joke line in the Philadelphia area, Zygot. And you can call them 24 hours a day, and the number is
4-6-5-2-1-2-1.
I'd like to comment on religion. I'd like to bring up a remark that someone else made. He said that all religion does is breed hate. I agree with that pretty strongly. You know, cause I don't see what religion does for you at all. I mean, well, myself, I'm Jewish, and the only reason I'm Jewish is because, you know, I was born Jewish. I'm not knocking anything, but, you know, I went along with my parents and stuff like that, and I went to school, Hebrew school, had a bar mitzvah, and I told them, and I just did it for them, because they wanted me to, and they said that they were glad I did that, they were glad to give me a chance just to get my own opinion, but, you know, it's like, I don't know if I really believe in God at all, because, you know, no one can prove to me that there's really a God.
Yes, and no one can disprove it either. And that is a very sensible attitude to take. However, I, in my opinion, believe that our educational system should stress, in part, the study of comparative religions so that students in various levels of scholastic endeavor can obtain a knowledge of how the various religious groups in the world, what their philosophy is, and then make up their own mind. But it seems that when somebody is born into a particular religion, they're indoctrinated with that one particular philosophy with the exclusion of the rest of them on a comparative basis. Thank you very much for the call.
I don't know if anyone has heard about this or read about it in the papers, but the government is sprinkling poison on the pot grown in the fields down south. And like this supposedly is to stop some of the smuggling, you know, at least the idea of brain damage, you know, scares some of the people away. And like I really don't believe that the government would do this to the future generation.
Mark, I'm calling in response to the boiled egg comment. The egg problem is obviously one which, unfortunately, to this date has been ignored. I mean, researchers the world over devoted themselves to easier and less frustrating ventures such as cancer research and the disposal of nuclear waste. However, one obscure school of thought has been put forth that the theory is that if the egg is stored with the air sac down, that is, the point of the egg up, upon boiling, this causes the air to be dispelled through the shell and creates a vacuum effect. However, this is unpublished theory and should be boiled with a grain of salt.
That's ridiculous.
This is, Rogue, sitting in Kensington. I'm calling about MOVE. You know, the organization MOVE. Well, tell me, if I was to go out and buy a submachine gun and run around the streets with it, would the cops let me get away with it? No. But these metal midgets running around the streets with submachine guns, automatic rifles, and the police and the mayor, they're going to let them get away with it.
Wait a minute. Can you document that?
This is Dave. Cool Dave from Kensington. Yeah, I'd like to say a couple words on that abortion matter. I think it ain't right for nobody that is living or has some, you know, sort of life to be killed. You don't know what that person is going to grow up to be. It could grow up to be another Einstein or so on, you know, something like that. So I just think it's wrong, you know, and that's all I want to say.
Well, let me ask you this question. What would you say in the event of rape or incest? Do you then feel the same way? I'd like to hear your opinions on the input line on that subject.
This is Jackie. I'd like to comment on the new joke lines I got. And I think it's lousy, and the jokes don't even make any sense or anything. If that's what they have out in California, boy, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what they have out in California, but I think if you understood the technical aspect of how a thing like that is produced, you would be quite amazed. You're not aware of just what is involved with the production of a comment tape or a joke tape, for that matter. I have to say that Joe does a fairly good job. The machines are all homemade. That is the machine that you hear on the Zygott phone line here in Philadelphia. And that requires a great deal of technical skill to construct an operation like that.
Hey, Mark, this is Mary. I wanted to comment on Zygott. I really think that joke line stinks. It don't have, you can't even laugh at the jokes. I think maybe they should send it back to California because I don't think we want to listen to it. So, Mark, see what you can do about it.
Mary, if you don't like it, don't call it.
Oh, I think it's dumb that they should have that they legalize that the red that you can make a right turn on a red light because at every street sign there's a no turn on red. So I think that's silly that they made that law because they just didn't use it anyway.
On the question of abortion, what is it? Abortion is killing a life. A life that could grow up to be like you or like anybody. People have no right to have abortions. And they should be allowed to go have their baby. But once they have that baby, they should be fixed to have no more.
Now, who are you to determine that the female population should be, as you like to put it so crudely, fixed? That almost sounds animalistic. I hate to use words like that. Well, let's say more intellectually, involuntary sterilization. Who are you to dictate that somebody should have that done to them against their own will? I think that's barbaric.
Hi, I'm calling about the girl who's commenting on the non-smoker. She's right. We don't have enough rights about this.
Hi. I'm calling to speak about the weather around here. I read somewhere that scientists predict that the next few decades, in other words, just decades or tens, years of ten, that the weather is going to be really haywire. We're going to have summer in the winter and winter in the summer. Of course, you can see for yourself how crazy this weather is. Last year, this time, it was 90 degrees.
This is Valerie. I'd like to comment on that girl that said that there shouldn't be no smoking signs and that you should be able to smoke wherever you want because when you smoke, even if you don't smoke, it still harms you because the smoke is still going in the air. It still goes into your lungs.
Much more music.
722-0183 is the input number. If you'd like to leave a comment here on Sounding Board, have a good weekend wherever you are.
Well, your time is floating around and round. Always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally.